watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this wonderful, magnificent, sunny, blue sky Monday, February 24th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The founder of a national group of roughly 200 wealthy progressives said that Governor Gretchen Whitmer disqualified herself from ever being president of the United States, from earning the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, if, in fact, that's what she's seeking. Why? Because she signed the bill that retained the tip wage law in Michigan as Senate Bill 8. Erica Payne, who founded the group Patriotic Millionaires back in 2010 to protest President Barack Obama's support for extending George W. Bush's era tax cuts on incomes of more than $1 million per year, said, "An hour spent volunteering for her will be an hour wasted. A dollar donated to her political future might as well be set on fire," said Payne. Make no mistake, if Governor Gretchen Whitmer runs for president after what she did today, she will lose, Payne continued. In November, working people just gave the electoral middle finger to Democrats. Gretchen Whitmer's decision in this matter makes it abundantly clear why voters don't trust and shouldn't trust her if they think she is truly a Democrat. Her failure to raise and fortify the wage floor for trapped workers in a cycle of poverty that undermines the American economy and threatens the foundation of democratic capitalism for all of us was proven in her signing those bills on Friday. According to a New Yorker article, Patriotic Millionaires membership rose to 200 wealthy individuals by 2019. OpenSecrets.org has the group giving $287,436 to various political causes in 2024. Payne has her hands in several pots, including the Agenda Project, the Democracy Alliance, and Tesseract Group. Very, very interesting how the truly Democrat donor class now are saying they will not support Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be the nominee for Democrat president in 2028. Throwing working class people under the bus. This time in Michigan under the stewardship of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Abigail Disney. Very interesting. Great granddaughter of Walt Disney of Disney World. They've had it with Gretchen. She is done. Short break. We'll continue. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of follow-up text messages, what we were talking about in previous segments. Greg says that the woman in the picture, Casey, she was not carrying, but she is the president of Michigan Open Carry. We had no problems at all. We had to open carry, and also were issued orange wristbands. The Michigan GOP had to pay $5,000 for extra security. What a joke. Money they didn't have to spend. You know, that was the thing I was thinking about when I saw the photograph, when I saw you, Greg, actually caring. It was like, if everybody was open caring at our convention, because let's really get down to brass tacks here. There's only one issue left on the Republican platform. One. Second Amendment. Open carrying. The right to bear arms to protect yourself and others. That's it. Because of Proposal 3, which now has turned Michigan into our state constitution, an anything-goes abortion state. Gay marriage, the Obergefell decision back in 2015 by the United States Supreme Court. Then Governor Rick Snyder. Then Attorney General Bill Shute, which Donald Trump tweeted out that Bill Shute would make a great governor in 2018's election. Another endorsement of Trump's that went down in flames. We have gay marriage. We have anything goes abortions in Michigan. You know, the only thing left is the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. If everybody had open carried on Friday and Saturday, the party could have saved $5,000. There would have been absolutely not any problems at all at our convention. And we would have shown the state the contrast between Republicans and Democrats. Not only do Democrats ban firearms from being carried, they've never shot a firearm, they've never touched a firearm. Many of them have a phobia against firearms. They can't even see a firearm without being triggered, set off psychologically, not triggered with a gun, triggered mentally, emotionally. And the thing of it is, it's a state law. You can open carry. Long as there's no alcohol being sold. And I didn't see any alcohol being sold or consumed there. The bottom line is this. People exercise their Second Amendment rights. Got another text message that they had to Carol listening down in Columbiaville. Good morning, Randy. Carol Wynn here from the mighty District 9. A number of delegates in our district were in that photograph. They actually met with Huntington Place beforehand. I commend them and thankful for them. Good. And Greg says, of course, don't forget Article 1, Section 6 of our state constitution. Actually, if you have a Michigan state constitution, folks, if you don't, get one from your state rep or your state senator for free. They get them for free. It's on the very first page. It's the very last article section on the first page of our Michigan state constitution. I taught the class, Michigan state constitution and Robert's Rules of Order. Other people have asked me to do it again. Honestly, crazy busy right now. Don't know when I'll have time to do it or if I can do it. But we'll talk about it. But the point is this. When you don't exercise your rights, you lose them. It's that simple. If you don't exercise your rights, you lose them. Am I promoting open carry? Absolutely. I've always been in support of Michigan open carry. But one thing you have to understand, with it comes education. Somebody sees your gun, they freak out. No need to freak out, ma'am. I'm fully trained. I fully am exercising my right. And you're safe as a result of me having this gun. If anything goes crazy, if any bad guy comes to threaten you or your family, I will be here, Johnny on the spot, to protect you until the authorities, the police, arrive. Talk to a police officer. Talk to a deputy sheriff or a county sheriff. The next time you're at a public meeting, let's say you go to a board of commissioners meeting, your county board of commissioners meeting, the sheriff is there to give a report. Pull him aside or her aside, don't want to be sexist here, and ask him, do you like people who exercise their Second Amendment rights by open carrying in Michigan? If people were here right now at this meeting with a firearm, would you be okay with it? Ask the sheriff. Ask your deputies. Ask your city police officers. You know what their response is off the record? Absolutely support it. Every single one of them, law enforcement, absolutely supports law-abiding citizens open carrying in their presence at these events, at these meetings. Why? Because they can't always be there. Number one. Number two, they know that we've got law enforcement's back. If anything goes bad, anything goes sideways, anything happens, they know that we have their back. The only thing you have to understand is you got to know the laws. You have to understand what the law is. I highly recommend you go and search Michigan Open Carry. We're one of the few states that have it. Other states have put limitations on it. Michigan hasn't. And it's the last Republican platform issue that we have in this state. And one thing you have to understand, that this is a process of education. You need to educate people. The other point to all of this, and I want to end this right now, we'll move on to this other short story I have. Thank people. When you see them open carrying, thank them. Thank you for having the courage to exercise your Second Amendment right in open carrying here in Michigan. It'll make them feel good. It'll make them feel good to know that you think what they're doing is right. Don't be silent. Speak up. Thank you for caring. More people that do it, the more comfortable the general public will get with people open caring. It's a process. You have to understand the process. Got a couple of people have texted me, Doge. I've sent you the picture. We have those stickers available if you can come join us on Saturday. If you guys can join us on Saturday in getting these signatures, we'll give you the stickers, both for the radio station and Doge sticker. Come on down, join us on Saturday. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to see if we can maybe end up, after we get done in the afternoon, maybe we can get together somewhere and go have pizza together. Love, absolutely love BC Pizza in their new location in Bel Air. They got a new one there, and we love it. Great guys, great girls working there. We love it. One other story we're going to get to is a constitutional amendment. Something I heard from the state convention on Saturday. A young gentleman was going around talking to us about it. Majority floor leader, Republican Brian Posmus from Rockford. The Michigan Republican Party adopted an issue resolution Saturday to urge support for a statewide petition drive that Brian Posmus, majority floor leader, Republican from Rockford, is proposing as a constitutional amendment requiring voters to show a photo ID to cast a ballot if the legislature does not act. Yesterday, on Thursday, Posmus announced he will be launching a group to collect petition signatures to place his constitutional amendment on the ballot. This will be a backup plan to his original effort to place the question on the ballot with a two-thirds vote from each legislative chamber. The House, now controlled by Republicans, Senate, still controlled by the Democrats. At a reception he hosted to kick off the Michigan Republican Party convention weekend, he told attendees that he'll be using both avenues to ask Michigan voters if they think a person attempting to vote should have to present a valid driver's license in order to do so. Photo ID. The actual text of the resolution is very simple. The Michigan Republican Party strongly endorses and supports State Representative Posmus' proposed constitutional amendment and urges members of the Michigan legislature to support the proposed amendment. The petition drive, if needed, would have to have 10% of the number of votes cast in the most recent gubernatorial race. Secretary of State's website says in the 2022 governor's race, 4,461,972 votes were cast, meaning he has to collect 446,198 valid signatures to put it on for a constitutional amendment. Well, according to Brian, nearly 85% of the population agrees. Number one, only U.S. citizens should vote in our elections. Number two, photo ID should be required when voting. If Democrats in the legislature stand in the way, the people will step up and we will put it on the ballot ourselves. We'll collect the signatures, we'll validate them, and we'll turn them in and let the voters decide in 2026. Very, very, very interesting how Brian Posmus is pushing this issue. Totally support it. 1,000%. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight,